Small Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM, where it's all business all the time. Today on the show from New York, New York, we have a Reiki practitioner and the owner of Purple Fish Healing. You can visit their website at www.purplefishhealing.com for more info. Please join me in welcoming to the round table, Michelle Shinagawa.
Hi, CJ. Thank you for having me.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So let's talk about Reiki and Purple Fish Healing. What goes on over there?
Sure. So I'm a Reiki master, so that's my main role. My biggest passion is teaching my students how to do Reiki. So that way, I love to teach, so that way they can use it themselves and they can use it every day. And that's where I see the biggest transformation. But I also do private sessions where I combine aromatherapy, crystal, neural movement, releasing method, many different modalities that I combine.
Okay, very nice. And you mentioned Reiki is something that once taught can be self-administered at a point?
Yeah, so actually Reiki, the word itself, can be translated as universal energy. But it actually exists everywhere. And you know, like when you have a headache, you put your hand on your head, or when you have a tummy ache, you put your hand on your tummy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually you unconsciously using the Reiki energy or universal energy. And so what I do in a class is I teach how to utilize that skill. So what I do is teach the system of Reiki. And so you could actually use them now too. You're using it unconsciously, but what I do is actually teach them so that way they can use it in a more systematic way.
Okay. Now, before we get a little further into Purple Fish, I want to talk about your background. Give me a little bit of a history about yourself and what inspired you to become a Reiki practitioner and business owner.
Sure. So I'm originally from Japan. I came to the U.S. when I was a teenager. And my family, I actually have six healers. We have a long generation of healers. So doctors, massage therapists. My dad is actually a scientist who was looking for a cure for cancer.
Wow.
And I grew up in a town where they have a healing temple that people from around Japan came when their family member were ill. So I didn't know this, but I was really growing up with a lot of healing around me. And so the reason I started is because my dog had arthritis. And I was the crazy dog mother who wanted to do anything for him. Mm-hmm. And I heard that Reiki is great for arthritis. So I took the class and my dog stopped limping for like 6 years after that.
Wow.
So I was really blown away by that. But the reason I kept going is there's a physical healing aspect of it that everyone knows about. But what drew me was more of the spiritual aspect of Reiki. So I'm in New York City. I work at the advertising agency. I was really stressed out, surrounded by lots of other stressed out people.
Mm-hmm.
And more I did Reiki, I became calm. I was more centered, more grounded, and I was able to provide that for other people. So I started a business so that way I can bring that to everyone's life. I want to see more people be grounded and centered, and you know, when they can actually be in tune with themselves, people are much happier, but we never take time for that. So yeah. I love teaching self-care, so that way self-care in Reiki, so that way people can actually take care of themselves and really be connected and be calm in this really busy New York City.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you have a lot of firsthand experience between your family and your personal life. And how do you think that shaped the way you treat your patients today? Like, put me in the shoes of one of your clients. What could I expect at my first consultation?
So I do, I customize for individual basis. So it really depends on what you're looking for. And that's why I have a lot of different tools that I bring in. some people come in with real physical problems. There was a client who came in who has been limping for over a year because she fell like three times. And I'm not promising this is going to happen to everyone every time, but she walked out with no pain. She came with her husband. She was leaning over when she came in. She walked out, and she just like walked out almost like skipping.
That's incredible.
So there's that aspect of it. And then there's some other people who come in because they had a heartbreak or, you know, really depressed. And with those kind of clients, I give custom meditation, or I do some releasing techniques, some, you know, Reiki, which helps with calming too. So there's many different aspects of, there's Reiki, that's what I do mainly, but there's many different modalities that I combine for whatever it is that you're looking for.
Very nice. So what's in store for the future with you? What are some of your long-term goals with your practice here?
Well, I would like to spread more of this teaching to as many people as possible. So it would be great to be traveling around the world and teaching this to people who really need it, and maybe someone who can't afford to go to the doctor all the time. Also, on the luxury side, I would like to start offering it at resorts. And maybe start doing the webinar so that anyone from around the world can access this information. Oh, and then the one last thing is, everyone keep asking me, because I'm originally from Japan and Reiki is from Japan, to start a Reiki trip. So I'm planning on working on that. So I'll have the Reiki trip in Japan.
Okay, very exciting. So Michelle, for our listeners out there who may want to get in touch with you, what is the easiest way to contact you?
It would be the email. So my email address is reiki@purplefishhealing.com. And I also have a Reiki class coming up at the end of the month. So if you come check out my website, you'll find out more about it.
Wonderful. So Michelle, we're just about out of time here. I want to thank you again for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, CJ.
You're welcome. And to our listeners out there, thank you for staying tuned to ABM FM Radio. We'll be back with more interviews after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.